Keep it real, we keep it kosher. Everything we talk about is relation. We keep it kosher. What's up, Kosher fam? Welcome back to the Keeping It Kosher podcast. And if this is your first time here, welcome to the Keeping It Kosher podcast. You already know. This is a podcast where we like to talk about real life,
real shit,
and real motherfucking ways to keep it kosher. Wow. This is really great energy here today.
What's going on?
Me and V are already in our vibes. You already know what that means. And we are also just happy to be here on a fucking new moon.
Yes.
Setting new intentions, creating new opportunities for ourselves, allowing ourselves to grow. And you already know how we got to start this motherfucking podcast off. And V, while you take a sip of your Prosecco.
It's just orange juice.
Oh, oranges. Let's hear how you're feeling mentally, emotionally, and physically. And if you have any discrepancies on either or, you're more than welcome to opt out. But I would love for you to tell me how you're feeling. And y'all, let's encourage V. Let's keep her lifted in prayer.
Mentally, I feel like an unsolved jigsaw puzzle.
Wow.
Yeah, very scrambled.
It's giving me scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs. Emotionally, I'm like, emotionally, if you could imagine like a scale, imagine like a scale, for instance, someone holding a scale, and on one side you have a sack of potatoes and on the other you have a feather. I am the person in the middle trying to figure out how the fuck to balance that out. Like, what the fuck is going on here? Yeah. And then like physically, I feel good. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm saying. Because we're real, we
really you feel good.
It's happening, yeah. Honey. You feel good.
Definitely.
So, Amir, what's going on with you?
So, you were just going to skip emotionally?
I did emotionally.
What'd you say?
I said that emotionally I was feeling like the person who was holding a scale that was...
Oh, you feel like a Libra?
Yeah, I feel like a Libra.
Okay, cool.
Even though I have no Libra in my chart.
I'm a Libra moon.
I am a Capricorn moon.
That's the problem.
That's the source of my negativity.
So, mentally, I feel like I can do anything. I can do anything better than you. You know that sound?
I can do anything better than you.
Anyways, y'all know what the fuck I mean. I can do anything. That's how I feel mentally. Physically, I feel like a car with some really nice tires, but the back left tire is flat. But not flat, but going flat because my knee, y'all, I had an audition and my knee is really giving the gives. That was physically.
Yeah. Y'all pray for Noonie. If y'all want mentally, to send him some Epsom salt.
Did I do mentally? Or
you
emotionally?
Did emotionally.
You know, I'm gonna just do emotionally again.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna do mentally. Mentally, I feel like a warrior.
Hear me roar.
So, you already know we have to ask our Keeping It Kosher fam how y'all feeling mentally, physically, and emotionally. Also, I kind of want to do a recap. I just kind of want to talk about some things that happened in the last podcast before we spin the block. Is that cool with you?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, wait a damn minute.
How do you feel?
I feel normal. Why the fuck do you want to go for a walk?
I don't know. I was just high. Like,
can you stop smoking this weed? In your fancy fucking doohickey. And should I be nervous? See, let me tell you something. Let me, like, pause, boss. I be having to ask Venezia what type of fucking weed we smoking because, bitch, this is why I don't fucking smoke. I asked her the other day, I said, what kind of weed this is? Is this a regular shit that we smoke? She said, no, that's some Zaza. Bitch. Bitch. All I'm gonna say is, if I need to go for a walk in 5 minutes, this podcast is not getting recorded, okay? Cool. So, some of my favorite moments from this podcast. Let's talk about Rekaya. Like, I totally, really enjoyed her. I really enjoyed Rekaya.
It was really fun having her on.
It really was fun having Rekaya on. And I think that her perspective was one of a very ambitious entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Like, going back and listening to it, it really inspired me to really go for my dreams. And also, like, to really focus on business and really get into, like, how I could elevate just myself as an individual.
Right.
So how did you feel about Rekaya?
I thought it was great. I was so excited that she was able to just talk about what she loves. I love that she was able to talk about what she loves and what she loves to do. Because I feel like you know, you're excited when you get to share those things with the world.
Right.
And it was fun having her in Dice over just for Friendsgiving.
Right.
You're all able to reconnect. You guys are able to meet.
Oh my gosh. Wait, how was your Thanksgiving? Let's talk about Thanksgiving right
Thanksgiving quick. Was delicious. So me and my mom, we are over eating turkey and dressing and collard greens and macaroni and cheese and all of that every Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, it gets old.
It's really old.
Okay. So what we did was my mama, she went ahead and put together some oxtails. Well, I really had to help.
AKA cook
a lot of it.
So, most of it.
So we made the oxtails and it was so good. And so we had that with some gravy and some rice. Mm. And we had some black eyed peas with the turkey necks in it.
Ooh.
And then we had some homemade candy yams. And then we had some cornbread,
y'all. I was gonna ask.
It was so freaking good. And my mom, she made like 3 cakes. She made a chocolate cake. She made a Southern Hello cake.
What is that?
So a Southern Hello cake, it's really like a Louisiana cake. And so it almost tastes like a carrot cake because it has all of those spices in it with the cream cheese frosting. And then she made a key lime pound cake with a key lime glaze, you guys. Delicioso. So I gained about 5-10 pounds, had to come back home and sweat it out. What about you? What did you eat?
Nothing.
Aww.
I was alone for this Thanksgiving. Aww. But I was cool. I really enjoyed my time to myself, and it was very just informative about my relationships and why I love the people that I love. And I just spent time reflecting and also being grateful. So, but I don't remember what I ate. I think I ate like pizza or some shit like that.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I just ordered something.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that deep. So.
Yeah.
My mom actually made my granddad made a key lime pound cake too. Yeah, my granddad, he's a chef.
Yes!
Yeah. My granddad's name is Calvin.
Calvin?
Calvin.
Shout out to Grandpa Calvin.
Shout out to Grandpa Calvin. Shout out to these oxtails that we finna eat on tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I didn't get no oxtails. Because remember, if y'all remember, I asked Speedy to bring me some oxtails. But she did one better. She brought me some fresh oxtails. So we gonna be eating that tomorrow. I cannot fucking wait.
Yes, the oxtails is thawing out right now.
The oxtails are thawing out. I pulled them out the freezer my damn self. So before we get going, make sure y'all check in with us mentally, physically, and emotionally. And please let us know how y'all felt during these holiday season and dealing with all of everything that's going on.
Let's talk about how fucking hot it is. Let's talk this about Christmas. How what the hell?
Because in Atlanta, it normally gets cold in December.
Yes.
And then January, February, March is cold. And
like,
then,
what is it's so, like, next week it's going to be 70 degrees.
I know, but, like, probably the day of Christmas, like last year, it snowed on Christmas.
It did snow. I was so happy.
Right. So, let us know how your Thanksgiving went. We are, you know, reaching Christmas. So, let us
Santa
know.
Santa baby.
Definitely. What are some of your Christmas plans? Ooh. B, what are some of your Christmas plans before we get started? We're having a Christmas at my house.
Yeah.
I have a fireplace. I'm getting the tree. I'm doing gifts. I am doing a ugly sweater Christmas party.
Yes.
My mom is coming up. V's mom is coming up.
Yes.
My grandmother will be
it's
here.
It's a party.
It's going to be a fucking shit show.
Everyone's going to be here.
Speaking of shit show.
What's up?
What a goddamn shit show. Joined our podcast last week.
Yes!
What a shit show. That
they were
was
so much fun.
Portia, Shanika, and
the Drank Lady.
Yes. And we really enjoyed them. We love y'all. Definitely, there were moments and things and things that were said that really inspired me and motivated me. And also just little nuggets of conversation that I will take with me for a long time. I've really enjoyed them. And I cannot wait. Also, they have announced that their podcast will be premiering January 22nd, 2022. And you already know my old spiritual ass did the math. And it all breaks down to a 2. So 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 1 equals 11. And then it was like, then 11 breaks down to a 2. So it all breaks down to a 2. So make sure y'all check out a What a Shit Show podcast. They, I'll tag their little Instagram. Not little. I'll tag their Instagram down below so that you can follow them and also follow their podcast. I'm super excited to see what kind of conversations they have and also to see just like how we can all shift narratives and have deeper conversations. And that's the point of podcasts, just to talk and listen and learn, but also for us to learn. So if it's things that we talk about that we are not quite sure, I'm pretty sure that the world will let us know. But also I am just grateful to be in a space to just create my sister V and also learn. So V,
what's up?
You know I gotta ask you. Every mother clucking podcast.
Here you go.
Do you got your keys?
Where the hoes at? Damn. Pass me my keys right over there.
You do?
All right.
Dude, is it gas in your car? Because, listen, that last time I was in your car, we ain't had no gas.
First of
all. And we also didn't have no money because people didn't pay up their motherfucking money.
And they get their motherfucking trash out of my motherfucking car. That's why they asked us finna get connected to the motherfucking U-Haul. We'll be riding in the back of this shit.
What we moving to? What they moving to?
To Big Rim Bader.
Big... What?
Now let's spin the block in a Buick, bitch. Okay, so have you heard about the Omarion virus?
I love Omarion. That's one of my favorite artists. How did you know?
Okay, so apparently it's a new corona variant on the block.
Wow.
Her name is Omicron.
Omicron?
Omicron.
Uma Thurman.
Who?
Your mama.
Your daddy. So, little Miss Omicron. She
done, Omicron?
Omicron. You know who is Omicron.
Okay.
Omicron. O-M-I-C-R-O-N. Omicron.
Omicron.
Somebody cron.
Ooh.
Okay.
Not Cameron.
Cameron. Tampon.
Ooh.
So, so anyway, they found some variants out there in South Africa and in Korea. I don't know which Korea, but they did say it was a Korea.
One of the Rias.
One of the Rias, right? So, little Miss Omicron or whatever, you know, South Africa, these some reports, I'm kind of just meshing together. Y'all, we'll put them in the link.
Period.
But y'all, so anyways, the virus talking about it's not as deadly as the last variant. Who was the last variant?
It was Delta Sigma Theta.
Delta Sigma Theta Q Theta.
Mm-hmm.
That one.
AKA.
AKA 1913.
We careful. We just kidding, y'all. We just kidding. We just kidding. We just kidding. We just kidding. It's really giving. It's really giving Monique when she was like, "What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing?"
So, she is not as deadly, but she is quadruply as transmissible.
Yeah,
that is fucking wild.
But it's with people who have not been vaccinated, so they're seeing that rates are higher. And also, I was looking at a study that I want to say it was like March. Like, this variant has been there since March 2020, and they just have, it's like been in the background, like literally floating in the background. And now that scientists have discovered it, they've noticed it. So honestly, I just feel that, you know, a lot of people have things to say about COVID and just whether they get vaccinated or not. I'm not here to vax shame. I am somebody who chose to get vaccinated because guess what? I'm not trying to die. And if you are somebody who has a compromised immune system, I would highly suggest that you do so that you just have an extra layer of protection. But I wasn't forced or coerced. I just chose to because I feel, and then also my grandmother. Like, my grandmother is sick and I want to be around certain people that I love who may have compromised immune systems. But back to the new variant, I feel that we just don't know enough about how we know a lot about the variant, but not enough about the impact that it could possibly cause.
I feel and like I, it's I a heard new that variant what, every maybe month now.
I believe it. We have literally went through the whole alphabet. We have literally went through the whole Greek alphabet.
Like, what the fuck does even Omicron mean?
Wow.
Wow. Someone called a fucking ambulance.
Somebody called the ambulance. And also Webster. Worldwide Webster.
Webster's Dictionary. So yeah. So that is the motherfucking Omicron. Also, let's talk about the great loss that fashion has went through this week.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Virgil.
Yeah.
No.
I hate when I see posts. Did you see all of the tributes to him?
No, I did not.
They did like this whole light show in the sky for him. It was like really big. I have to send it to you, but it was like really dope, and it was like Virgil was here, and it had like this like paper plane, and it was like all like different type of emojis and stuff. It was really cute. I saw it on Twitter. But also, like, it's so sad to see, and I'm not trying to get emotional, but I am getting emotional because I've had someone not recently, my Nana, she passed from colon cancer. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's so important that we go get tested. Mm-hmm. And I think that we don't get tested frequently enough.
Right.
And not saying that that was his problem, but I would highly encourage anybody who is a person of color, even if you don't think that it could be you, just get tested for whatever. Make sure you're staying up on your health. And, you know, because even with my Nana, it makes me emotional because her cancer could have been prevented if she would have caught it.
Earlier.
In enough time, yeah.
Wow.
Because when she caught it, it was already stage four. So, yeah. I would definitely say this is just a sign to make sure we're taking care of our vessels, our body. RIP Virgil.
Yes, and to get into who Virgil is, just in case you guys don't know, he was the artistic director of Louis Vuitton menswear, as well as the founder of his own brand, Off-White. Virgil was also a collaborator with outside brands from Nike to Evian. and a popular fashion theorist whose expansive and occasional controversial approach to design inspired comparisons with everyone from Andy Warhol to Jeffrey Koons, to Jeff Koons. And then you also did see like a lot of designers and a lot of people, celebrities who he's worked with, also very impacted and very sad.
And you said Louis Vuitton, right?
Louis Vuitton, yes.
They're the ones who did the tribute to him.
Wow. Wow, it that's significant. So dope. That's yeah. nice.
It was so dope.
Yes. Well, rest in peace, Virgil. And definitely so sorry to his family and his friends and those close to him during this time. So. Rihanna! Have you heard about my girl Rihanna?
Possibly, allegedly.
Don't even. She say hell nah, she not pregnant by that man.
Pregnante?
She not pregnant by that man.
How do you say pregnant in Spanish?
I don't know.
Pregnante? Pregnante.
She is not pregnant by ASAP.
They would have the fucking prettiest baby because both of them fine. You don't think so? Mm. ASAP is sexy as fuck.
He is, but some of his qualities kind of ugly.
Okay, we don't know that. We don't know that to be true just yet.
We don't know to it be true. But I can say that Rihanna, she was actually... honored this weekend in Barbados.
I love Barbados.
Barbados, they so Barbados. Let's talk about them. So talking about Rihanna. Rihanna has been honored as a national hero of Barbados. They have recently just gave Queen Elizabeth the motherfucking boot. So they are now independent and they have honored Rihanna and she is so excited to go ahead and be able to take this award. What do you think about that, Amir?
I think it's long fucking overdue because Navy game, period.
Period.
I love Rihanna. I think that Rihanna is a philanthropist and an activist and someone who has a voice that cannot be silenced and also a voice that should not be silenced. And also, I feel that she is someone who not only walked the walk, but talked the talk, but also lived the life. You know, I think that we kind of sensationalize like being of other ethnicities and, you know, we see people that are this and that, but they never lived the life of those people who lived that experience. And I think it's just so dope that Rihanna is somebody who came from really the bottom and is so talented and creative. And I love to see Black women being in their power, being celebrated publicly. That's a big thing. And yes, also just
Black women should be celebrated more publicly.
And then also because it gives them, the reason why I say that is because I think that oftentimes, even though Black women are celebrated, sometimes they don't know how to accept the celebration.
This is true.
And when they see other Black women being accepted, but also feeling comfortable being accepted, it gives them the agency to feel okay with being accepted. So yeah. I'm here for it.
Period.
On
a sour note, let's get into what happened in Waukesha.
Waukesha. What that is? Waka Flocka?
So we're going into Wisconsin, guys. So.
Somebody got COVID.
Okay. Daryl Brooks Jr. is the man accused of driving his vehicle into the Waukesha Christmas Parade on November 21st. He was charged Monday with a 6th count of first-degree intentional homicide, according to the Waukesha District Attorney Office. So if you guys aren't familiar, this happened a couple weeks ago now. This man in Wisconsin, he literally was fleeing from the scene of another crime and drove his car, his SUV, into traffic, injuring around 40 people, killing 6 people. One of them was the victim on Monday, who was also a child, which makes that even more sad.
Put him in prison.
Yes, and then the week before he did this, he tried to hit his baby mama with the car. So this nigga been out here wilding.
I don't even know what to say at this point.
And he was Black.
I was going to ask that. I didn't want to ask that. I was going to ask that off the camera. Because I feel like I remember this, but I definitely did not want this to be a black man. But my black man brothers,
we need to talk.
I just think that black men should hold other black men accountable. And also, do I feel like this man should be in prison?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You a menace to society.
He is definitely a menace to society. And I think that also he should get counseling. Mm-hmm. And I think that even though people could be guilty and found guilty and have all of these toxic, you know, things that have happened, I think they should still be eligible for counseling because he, you know, I was listening to a story and I'm gonna say this and shut the fuck up, but I was listening to a story about a person who committed like so many crimes, but they did a competence test on them and mm-hmm. realized that they were incompetent, right?
That's exactly what I was going to bring out, is that I was watching YouTube on a new, and there was a news report today discussing how he said he saw that he was being demonized by society and by the media, and he didn't understand why he was being demonized. And so then it was them like, he doesn't understand the impact of what he's done. It's like, you killed 6 people.
But to be honest, like, he probably doesn't see them as people.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that that in itself is more than enough reason to literally label him as somebody who is incapable of having emotional intelligence to understand the impact that they have had. Not making an excuse, but because, you know, like even with the case of Kyle Rittenhouse, like they literally let that man off with so many fucking passes and so many fucking, especially the judge. I'm not even gonna get into the whole situation. But we give white people, especially white cishet men, the freedom and agency to cry and, you know, cry wolf, and you claim all of these, you know, mental disparities. And as soon as a black person does it, you know, we, hell no, because you knew better. You know, so we're hard on our own people, but I do want to tell people to have space and grace for mental health and mental and for mental growth. But also still, I think that he is guilty and should be held to the fullest.
Yeah, he's hella guilty. Like, dog, you just tried to kill your baby mama. Then you just came from another crime. Then you committed another crime running from a crime. Then you got 2 women locked up because you told them to hold you, like, or to shelter you while you was doing all this. Like, it's too much. It's too much.
Not aided and abetting.
Yes. Oh, it was really just giving three much, and I can't handle that. I was like, you know what? Let's move on. Finally. So, did you see YK Osiris? Let's talk about the couple incidents that he's had in the last couple of weeks. YK Osiris.
What that mean?
So, YK Osiris, he is an R&B artist.
Not me, like, saying what that mean.
He'd be like, I could give you the world, baby girl. You just gotta be worth. You don't know that song?
No.
Yeah.
Just tell me about him.
Okay, so YK Osiris.
I feel like he's guilty already,
though. He is guilty. So this man went to the jewelry shop to buy a pair of $90,000 earrings. He also, at the same time, owed Lil Baby $5,000. So Lil Baby pulls up into the jewelry store in the video, and you can see him and YK Osiris talking. And so, you know, he's like talking to him about the money he owes him, and YK Osiris is just laughing the entire time, right? And he's like, come by the house. Lil Baby's like, come by the house or whatever. Because YK just keeps laughing. And I'm like, what the hell? You owe this man $5,000, and you in here trying to buy $90,000 earrings. Then there was another video of YK Osiris at Drake's house, right? And so Drake was like, you owe me $60,000. He was like, if you get up and sing your song right now in the kitchen, I will go ahead and eliminate your debt of $60,000. So it's like, what the hell does YK Osiris have going on? Why is he borrowing so much money from other artists in the industry? Like, is he gambling? Like, does he have an addiction? Like,
is what he is sucking debt?
Like, are you tricking?
I don't even know where to start. I think that I know who you're talking about.
Yes, but the little skinny, light skin boy.
I feel like people, when it comes to the music music industry, we make false promises and we kind of hype each other up. And a lot of times it's based off of popularity and not record sales. We cannot equate popularity to record sales oftentimes. But I feel like what he's gotten himself into is some fucked up shit that's deeper than just the music. It may honestly be, I'm not saying this, but I'm coining this today. And if it's true, I said it first, gang related. Ooh. And, you know, because Drake has had a past of being a part of certain groups, and so does DaBaby, so does Chris Brown, so does every artist.
And let me say who else Drake mentioned whenever he was talking about this. He told YK Osiris, he said, "I'm not Boosie and I'm not Baby."
That mean I'm going to beat your ass. Publicly.
That's why he publicly embarrassed him. Right,
and DaBaby got too much drama to say anything, and so does Boosie. Like, the narrative wouldn't be spun in a positive way if they retaliated versus somebody like Drake.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because Drake could definitely have the picture turned.
Yeah, Drake is so cute.
He is. He has a heart fucking carved in his head. God damn it.
Drake, if you're listening. If
that doesn't say adorable and let me suck your dick, I don't know it does.
And ready to mingle.
Wait a minute. Oh, there we go. All right.
Not you about to set the mic on fire. It's okay. It's not. It's okay. I'm hungry.
Okay, guys. So this is the last time. All right. Get out my car. Get out my Buick. But please, please put the money in my hand and get your trash. Cause I'm sick of cleaning up behind y'all. I'm sick of it.
I'm sick of it.
Every time me and Noonie got to get in here and clean out these bag seats, picking up popcorns, picking up candies, your nasty asses. That's why you got roaches in your car.
Mm-mm, not the roaches.
Roaches.
And then also, I just want to throw this in there.
What happened?
If you ain't got no cash, cash app us.
Cash app.
Before you get out the car. Before. Don't be like, oh, I'm going to send it to you when I get in the house.
Right. Don't do that. Don't get out my car without paying me.
Period. Because I'm going to have to whoop your ass.
Right. Because gas ain't cheap. Gas, how much? $3.25.
I know. Because I just motherfucking put $25 on and got 7 gallons. Like, bitch, let's be real. So, if y'all gonna motherfucking want to spin a block with us, y'all need to spin a check with us.
Spin a check, spin a block.
And in other news, it's time for story time.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh! Ah, the ghetto! The ghetto. The ghetto.
Now, I'm a little late, but I just got all kind of confused because, well, he confused me because, bitch, what do you really want? And if you got bitches up there cutting up your crack or whatever the fuck you got going on, say that. But you finna get all these bitches beat up in YouTube for fucking playing with me, nigga. Like, I don't know. Yeah, cut him off, cuz. He need to learn how to be 100 with his motherfucking self first. It's ugly ass. I don't even know what a man ugly. He ugly today.
Okay, boom. So, if you guys saw my Instagram story, I am devastated because, first of all, now I gotta pay for my car to get fixed. Mm. That's ultimately why I'm hurt. Because every time I need to go to my little Publix and Target up the street, she looking like Boo Boo the Fool because I was acting like Boo Boo the Fool.
Period.
So.
It's like that feeling after you get into a fight and you get like scratches and shit. And every time you look in the mirror, you like, damn, bitch.
Yes! That's exactly what it feel like. It feel like, fuck, I ain't even had to do that. Like, I ain't even had to be a part of it.
Not you was in the streets windmilling.
I was, Chad. Child was windmilling for my life and bike for the other day. So let me tell you what happened, right?
Right.
Right. So that morning, like, it was just really weird, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, okay, let me get up. Let me go to the gym. Went to the gym. I was crying in the gym. Mm. I said, what the hell is going on? Why am I crying in the gym?
Okay.
That wasn't even like me. So you know what? I was like, period, I'm just cry and sweat it out. I was like, maybe I'm losing more calories by crying.
Wow, that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah. So
I don't think that's how that works. But okay.
It makes me feel better about myself.
Okay.
So anyways, you know, I'm crying in the gym. And then I hit up, we're going to call him, We're going to call him Trap Star.
Okay.
So, he a Trap Star.
He's a runner, he's a Trap Star.
Hey. So basically, I hit up Trap Star, you know, he's a good friend of mine.
Okay.
And so I'm like, yeah, but I really think we should end it. That is not apple juice.
Oh, smell it.
Oh no. Oh, Fred.
Yeah, I was about to take a shot and the smell of the liquor like made me like almost gag.
It's the fact that I can't even look at him drink this shit. I had to completely cover my eyes.
Okay.
So I hit up my friend because he hits me up the night before and he's like, hey, you know, I got some new stuff in. You can definitely come and check it out.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I'm with that. Cause you know, I'm 420 friendly.
Okay.
So, I hit him up the next morning and I called him. And so he usually calls back. Right. And so I've known this gentleman for like a couple years now. It's safe to say since 2019, like he and I've been pretty close, cool.
Yeah.
So we've been cool for that long. And so, you know, I'm used to like going to his house or like going in his place whenever, you know, I go see him and stuff like that. And so basically, you know, this time on the phone, I feel like he sounds different and stuff. I was like, because like, you know, your intuition is like, something ain't right.
Something ain't right and it's right.
Something in the water ain't right. And that's when I was like, it's not right, is it? Mm-mm. And then, like, while we were on the phone, when he called me back, mind you guys, it was like 10:53. From what I know about him, he's usually a major early bird. So it's like, he's usually up, like, at 6, 7 in the morning. So I was like, what's wrong? Like, it's 10:53. Why you sleep? It's late. He's like, it's not late. And I was like, it is late. And so then I heard another girl's voice in the background and I was like, oh, that.
That's why it's late.
That's why you acting weird. Say my name. If no one is around you. And he did not say my name.
And he would not. And ain't.
And ain't. So, you know, it's like the Aries in me was like, charged up, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is low-key feed me into my Aries. And I was like, no, bitch, you need to go over there. You need to see why he acting this way, and you still need to go get this bud. Okay, so I get ready to head over to his place. And I said, we'll meet at 1 o'clock. So, you know, it's 1 o'clock, 1:20 past. And I'm like, shit, I gotta get out of here. So I call this man up. I call Trap Star up like 3 times. He didn't answer while I'm on the way to his place. And I'm like, you already knew, like I was coming over.
I was gonna ask you that. So he knew you was on the way.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. He invited you, knew you was on the way, and didn't answer the phone.
Exactly. And that's when like I started getting real hot. Like I started, like every little thing just started. I was like tally marks in my head, like 1, 2, 3, 4, bitch, I'm at your door.
Ooh.
And so, you know, I was ready to walk on his ass when I seen him. And so basically, you know, I get to his condo and I let him know I'm in the garage. It's me. Let me in. Cause he gotta buzz me into his building. And he said, I'ma just come downstairs to you. I said, hold up, mind you guys, the whole time I'm still hearing the woman's voice in the background. And I'm like,
what the fuck is going on?
Right.
And I was like, no. First of all, I'm not buying anything from you. And we still like have our own
connection. Right.
And then it's like, and also you're being disrespectful because who the fuck do I keep hearing in the background?
Okay.
Cause it's like,
but see, did you have that understanding and level of respect? Like, was that a line that you said to not cross?
No, it wasn't a line that we said to not cross. But at the same time, okay, so like he did have a living girlfriend, even like during the whole duration, like that she came afterwards or she came during, and then it was like, and then she was gone or whatever. But the whole time it was like, he and I were mutually dealing with people, but it was never a, let me put it in your face or let me just be disrespectful with it. It was always just like,
very respectful.
Yeah.
This is what I want. Until I make something serious.
Right. Yeah. Right, and then it was just like, if you do, like, just let me know and I know my role.
Right.
And so then I was just like, but for you to like, for me to hear it and for it to be in my face, like that was something that we had never done. And I was just so taken off guard. And so that kind of like, it got under my skin a little bit because I was like, that's disrespectful. And I feel like a lot of things don't bother me, but disrespect bothers me a lot. It does. And so I was like, when that line was crossed and I had called him and he said he was gonna come downstairs, I was like, no, keep it. So like then I got even more upset because I was like, damn, you done played me, like played the fuck out of me right now. I keep hearing her voice upstairs. Then he's talking about you gonna bring it downstairs. You won't even let me into your house.
So you wanted to go in there while she was in there?
Yeah, I did.
Why? You just wanted to see her?
I just wanted to see like what's going on. So like,
who
you really,
she was or
no,
what she looked like?
It wasn't even about seeing her. It was more of a thing with him. It was like, so this really what you doing in front of my face like this? You know what I'm saying?
So it's you wanted her to know about you.
Yeah, because it's like, first of all, honey, like, I done seen multiple of y'all come through here. And it's like, for him to be disrespectful, it's not about what y'all got going on. It's about the fact that, first of all, you don't do this in my face. Then it's like, don't disrespect me. Because right now, like, we have our own thing. And then I'm also putting money in your pocket in a way. Like, I'm a customer, like, right now. It's like, it's like the interconnections of the connections are all crossed. And it was just like, this is not what we do. This is disrespectful. Like, this is crossing me. And it was just like, I don't appreciate you putting me in this situation. And so it was just like, since you gonna put me in this situation, like, I wanna see what's going on. Like, is this really what it is? Are you really that bold? Do you really have the balls enough to do this in front of me?
My cooking crack in the condo.
Cooking crack in the condo. Cooking crack in the condo is really what was going on. So basically, you know, I get home. Y'all, wait, first of all. So basically, I get heated after that, right? So I'm like, nah, I don't want it. And so like, I didn't say it like that. I was just like, keep it or whatever. Oh, why? I'm so mad at myself, like retracing my steps. So I am like furious, you guys, and I'm speeding out of the garage like a demon out of hell. So first of all, I tried to block Trapstar, and then I was like, don't block him yet because you still need to call this man to get out his garage so you ain't gotta pay to get out his garage. Because like when you live in Atlanta, you know, like sometimes if you visiting somewhere, like you still have to pay. Like even when you visit your friends.
Right.
And so that's the type of establishment he lives in. So I was like, well, I ain't gonna pay for this because this is a whole empty trip. So y'all, I'm speeding through, boom, 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 and it's a whole bunch of angles in that hole too. So I'm turning corner after corner. Boom! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Wow.
Y'all, I got out the car.
I looked at Viper. That's what I called my car. I said, Viper, what the hell?
Viper was looking at you like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on here? My fucking owner is driving like a fucking bat out of hell.
Oh, yeah, and it was ugly as fuck. So, y'all, I get to the little thing, called him in. I'm like, can you let me out? And, y'all, I swear, I text my friends in Amir, and I was like, should I call 911?
I'm screaming. Not you was going to set him up. Not you was going to call the feds.
I was pissed.
Not you was going to put him in prison.
Everybody was like, no, 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 don't do that. And it wasn't logical to do that because karma gets you on your own. But anyway, you guys, I didn't do it. So I make it home, freaking make it home with my freaking new damage on my car looking stupid as fuck. And after that, like, I think I get home, I talk to my cousins, and I kind of start calming down, and they're like, you should just talk to him and let him know that you guys have an issue. So I talk to him, I let him know that we have an issue. The whole situation came down to it really, like, us having to be honest with each other, because I was just over this shit, like, I'm done with this shit completely. And basically, it was like, he wants to live outside of societal norms, and, you know, trap out the condo, and have his, I guess, significant other trap out the condo with him and shit. Mm-mm. And I was like, I don't know nothing about that. I ain't finna be doing nothing like that. Okay, what I look like trapping out the condo?
Friend, do you remember what I said to you?
What'd you say?
When I was like, the reason why he broke your heart like that or hurt you like that was for you to really stop fucking with him.
Yes.
Because he knows that you will not be that type of girl.
Yes, I'm not gonna be that type of girl. I'm not finna be slanging nothing out the nothing.
Right, so you should really look at this as a blessing.
It was a blessing, because, like, right after, well, I ain't gonna say right after, because I was hurt about my car. But, like, I did feel good about the whole situation just being done.
For it was choosing just yourself. Like,
yeah, so I felt good about it, and that's how Viper got a little boo-boo on her, and I'm sad about it. But that's okay, because she going to get fixed before the new year, and she going to be wet, fine as fuck again.
Period.
Period.
So what did you learn?
So I learned in this situation that I was holding on to nothing. Something that I thought was more secure, something that I gave more credit than what I should have, was basically an illusion. I was being delusional. And so it was just best that I gave up something that wasn't for me. And not to be fucking with no disrespectful, lame ass, old ass niggas.
I think this is a big lesson.
Yes.
That you can apply to multiple people.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay. Cool. I'm doing good though. I am doing good.
That's good.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say.
You have nothing to say. What did you think about it when I sent it to you? Like, how did, what ran through your mind when you first saw it?
A week before this happened, I told you that spirit was going to pull you away from
him.
That's what popped up in my mind.
And I was like, wow!
And you had been saying that you was going to do like a cord cutting and remove things, but you've been, it's like time.
Yeah, it happened naturally.
You can't move, but you don't want it to be naturally all the time.
Not all the time.
You want to choose.
Because it was dangerous.
Right, and it could get worse and worse. Fuck.
Oh my God, are you okay? Do we need to do a stretch break? You guys, you need to pay some bills.
No.
Oh.
My shoulder hurt. My shoulder hurt, y'all. I'm my body fatigue. So, yeah, you don't want to wait till it's too late, or you don't want to wait till shit is bad for you to make a decision for yourself. That's to true. Leave things and people alone. And also, instead of being mad, your reaction kind of, and I say this, like, the physical damage that happened to your car was a physical manifestation of, like, probably what your emotions felt.
Yeah.
Hurt. You know what I mean?
It was hurt. Because, like, every time.
You had to see it. You have to look at it now.
Yes. Like, I have to. It's like, it's not even something that I can mentally shove to the back of my head anymore and be like, fuck that shit. Whatever. Back to the head of you go. It's like every time I want to go outside or every time I want to go somewhere.
It's a reminder.
My fucking car looks like shit.
Yeah.
And that's not hot. That's not cool shit.
Are you happy?
Yes.
And that's all that matters.
I'm much happier. I am. I can say I'm much happier because I don't have that to worry about anymore. Wow. And that's how we learn from our mistakes.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Wow.
If y'all have some advice for me, please. V, would you like some advice for our
Sure, send
listeners?
Me advice. I'm
or
not...
if you have any similar stories, maybe.
Or if you have similar stories, because I can't guarantee I'll take your advice, but wow. I will read your advice.
Because she don't always take mine. She'll talk to me and I'll be like, friend, yeah, this, friend, yeah, that. And it's like, literally, if you ever seen like cartoons where words actually like go in one ear and get real small and then get big and come out the other ear, that's exactly what's happening. She be like, so yeah, no, I'm not doing that. And I'm like, at some point, I just gotta let her figure it out on her own.
But I feel like everyone knows somebody like that.
I don't know. I'd be tired of going through shit like that. I'd rather somebody tell me, give me the advice, and I can move the fuck on than to be dealing with some stupid shit. So maybe that's why I'm single.
Ooh, I think that's why I've been single for a while, because it's like I'm so hard-headed and I don't be listening. I just don't listen. Well, I listen sometimes, but not all the time.
This is true.
So that was story time. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys have anything, let me know and we'll definitely talk about it next time. So Amir, what you got coming up for us next?
What's up, everybody? This is Amir. You already know. Mr. Spin the Block. No. This is the Culture Lounge. I just keep saying, like, I don't know why I keep saying Spin the Block.
Do you this need is, to spin the block?
No. This is the Culture Lounge. Where we just kind of chill and talk about real life and kind of like some real shit. So, this week's episode has a similar theme and, this week's theme is about choosing self and really analyzing how we could show up better for ourselves. Mm. And so, similar to V, there was an instance where I had to kind of overcome a fear and do something that you encouraged me to do, which was audition for a big situation. Mm-hmm. So, I realized that I didn't want to audition because I didn't want to get hurt again. I didn't want to fail again. I didn't want to feel like a failure. So I opted out and made every excuse on why I shouldn't and every excuse on why now is not the time and whatever. So with this theme, with this part, I just kind of want to talk about some advice, but also kind of like us talk about how we actually stood up for ourselves and actually like overcame that.
Because it wasn't easy.
It was not easy. So V encouraged me all week to really do this thing, and I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, I think it's really gonna pay off in the future.
Yeah. And so it kind of re-inspired me to really step back into my creativity and really step back into the industry. And at times we don't realize that, you know, the reason why we don't go for our biggest dreams and goals is because we are like honestly tired of being failures. And so it's easy to just go ahead and opt out and be the failure than to actually go for the thing and then fail.
Self-sabotage is so easy.
Yes, definitely. I was self-sabotaging. And I knew that I could book it. It was crazy because I knew that there was a strong chance that I would make this situation. But due to self-sabotage, I definitely talked myself out of it. So how do you feel about self-sabotage? Like, what is something that, when hearing the word self-sabotage, what does that make you think or feel?
When I hear the word self-sabotage, I feel like I'm basically standing in my own way from being able to just really do the things that I want to do or be the full version of me. And it's like, I'm kind of stealing away opportunity and experience for myself. And at the end of the day, I'm just hurting myself.
You really are. We really are. So I want to read something to you right quick. And this kind of like also helped me. It says, choosing yourself means that you decide to maintain a positive vibe around you and not allow negativity in. Choosing yourself means to set standards in your life. So I think that's really big. And I think one of the standards that I'm setting for myself is, I'm no longer standing in my own way. Mm-hmm. And B, that if I really want it, no matter, even if I'm afraid, I'm going to start to go for it. And what you said the last podcast, like, if not you, then who? It's been sticking with me since I've heard it. I've heard that before, but it really stuck that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, y'all, I just kind of want to open dialogue about, like, ways that we can start to stand up for ourselves and actually, like, go for our dreams and goals.
And I think it even first really begins with realizing you are standing in your own way. So it first begins to me, personally, I have to be accountable. Like, I really have to, like, have that conversation with myself. You know, when you have to have that conversation with your parent when they pull you to the side and you really cutting up. That's what it is as an adult now, taking accountability for myself. I really have to just pull myself to the side and be like, bitch, you're only hurting yourself.
Right.
You're in your own way.
Right.
And you really need to chill out.
And you know, it's crazy because we often will encourage other people. We often will push other people to achieve these goals. And then when it comes to us, we'll be like, no, maybe next time, or I'm not ready. Yes. Or we'll create whatever excuse. So really, I just want to emphasize, like, you know, really, instead of acting out of fear, really ask yourself, is this me or is this my fear speaking?
Right.
Yeah. And so even when it came to, I would say, I know you was talking about the person you were talking to, but even with me in love, like, I typically push people away who like me. Mm. You know what I mean?
Why?
Because when I start to feel emotional connections, I either self-sabotage, push them away, or I try to find something wrong.
Right. You're always looking for something wrong. You know, I heard someone else say that. I actually heard Nicki Minaj say this one time. I heard her say that she's always finding an issue in something else because there's really a bigger issue that she can't fix. And so she always finds something wrong with other things. And right. I feel like we all do that.
We all do, and it's not right, but it's definitely right. Something that I feel that we need to be more aware of. And so ways to do that for me is to write down your dreams and goals. And one thing that, and even if you don't write it down, go look at old things that you wrote down that were your dreams and goals, and ask yourself, is this in alignment with this dream?
Right, because things change.
Right. Is this in alignment with this dream? So, for example, if your dream is to be married, is staying in the house, not communicating with other people, not putting myself out there, is that in alignment with me being married?
No.
Is, you know, if you want to be a professional singer or dancer, is me not taking classes or taking vocal lessons, is that in alignment?
No.
Right. So you have to make sure that you are doing things that are in alignment with your dreams and goals.
You have to put yourself in the position.
All right. So definitely some advice is that, you know, if you are prepared and if you get yourself ready, you don't have to, you know, work as hard to kind of get ready, if that makes any sense.
Right. If you one of my things, ready, you ain't gotta get ready.
One of my biggest things was, I was like, okay, you know what, 2022, that's gonna be the time where I step back out and dance. I'm not doing nothing dance related from now until then. Don't ask me to audition. Don't ask me to do nothing. Cause the answer is no. I told B, I was like, well, if they ask me to do this, then I'm gonna do it. And I was like, they asked me and I was like, nope. And then, you know, I just realized I was standing in my own way. So definitely wanted to talk about that. Definitely want to say a lot of this comes from childhood as well. and really I'm not gonna go too deep on that, but I did want to touch on that, like,
but that's important though, because yeah. A lot of us, you have to understand like where it comes from, like why are you fearful about this,
because your parents told you what you who you couldn't be often, and it kind of created this boundary on who you could be, right? So instead of seeing who you could be, you hold on to this concept of who you couldn't be. So when you approach things, you look at what you can't do instead of looking at what you can do.
So like, what are some fears that you think you accrued as a child that impacted
that I'm not
today?
Enough, that I'm unlovable, that I'm not good enough. I definitely heard, you know, things like, I would love you if you were okay.
Do you still hold yourself to those fears?
Subconsciously, yeah.
Well, what is the rationale in that?
There is none.
So fear is made up by ourselves.
But it's still there.
If we believe it's there.
Subconsciously, I do. So my conscious mind is telling myself, no, it ain't real.
Right.
But now I'm trying to break through that subconscious wall.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And really, one thing that you said on the podcast last time was about like procrastination. It's really about the little steps. Those mean more than the bigger steps.
They really do.
Like, one thing I do now in my house is put my keys on my key rack. So as soon as I walk in, I make that a habit.
Yes.
And literally, the reason why that's so important is, like, I'm trying to break the little subconscious things that I do.
Because it's like, you already know my keys are on the key rack whenever I get ready to leave the house. If you start creating those small systems within your daily life, then when those small systems get out of whack, you'll also begin to notice how it impacts other parts of your life. And you will immediately begin to get everything back on track.
Right. A big part of that too is like, even in the gay community or like the queer community, we are oftentimes hated by our families and things like that. So like, we automatically have this self and hate that typically is kind of embedded in it.
Stems from rejection.
Yeah. So definitely it's something that I'm working on this year. Working on now currently, and then also just kind of embracing and flowing with life and not allowing myself to get so caught up on things that I haven't accomplished, and you know, being too over focused on things that are not going my way or what I think is my way. And oftentimes, I'm gonna say this and stop ranting, but sometimes we got to get out our own way.
Yes.
And
so when you start seeing yourself getting in your own way, what are ways that, or what are things that you practice that you try to get out of your own way?
I talk to myself. I encourage myself. Like, mentally, I'm like, it's okay. You're gonna be okay. I really kind of nurture myself and try to talk to myself as though I was a child.
Yes.
Because I need that.
Yes.
That tenderness, that gentleness, that love. And, you know, I was often met with abuse. So I'm always on guard and feeling like I need to protect myself. And just in life.
Yes.
Yeah, so like recently I realized 2021, 2022, and even summer 2019 was the first time I ever felt safe. You know?
Yes.
So, y'all, I know this can seem type of heavy. I don't want to talk
but no,
to people.
I feel like sometimes we try to dismiss ourselves of the heaviness, but shadow work is very important. And so a lot of people, we try to act like the dark side isn't there. We always try to harp on the good, the good, the good. But without the dark, there would be no good. And so we have to acknowledge all parts, the good, the bad, the ugly, and when it's fun. And it's important that you share your stories, because not only does it help you like just talk about it out loud and visual or like physically hear it, but you're also helping others to put into perspective their own stories. And you're also helping them to take their mountain of a problem and kind of put it into perspective.
So, what are some things that you want to accomplish in 2022 and that you feel that you didn't allow yourself to accomplish?
That I did not allow myself to accomplish. Ooh. '21 has not been a bad year. So I feel like this year was a lot of growth. But if there are certain areas that I could definitely say it would be improving on, it would definitely be speaking my mind more, being more honest, being more open. I'm not open enough about who I am. And so if I'm not open enough, it's pretty much because it's like I try to hide who I am from myself because I'm afraid that other people around me can't handle that. And so I try to fit myself into these boxes, but no more will I be fitting myself into boxes to make other people more comfortable. And that's on Mary Had a Little Lamb.
And that's on the fleece that was white as snow. But no, I definitely agree with that. Like, I definitely saw myself, and I was telling my friends about this, not like recently I realized I was dancing for the wrong reasons. I was living for the wrong reasons. I was in love for the wrong reasons. And so now I'm like, well, what the fuck is the right reason?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because what is the right reason? Like, what is... And then it's like, it comes down to the point where, like, first of all, none of this shit is right. None of this shit is right. We're not supposed to be living like none of this. Like, none of this shit is supposed to be how it is. So it's like, this society has made up these rules that we all oblige to, even down from the way that, like, we wake up in the morning to the time that we lay down. Like, time is not real. None of this shit is real. And so I just feel like when you start, you know, just living and going for what you know and being who you are, like, shit gets a little bit more easy. Like, don't make other problems for yourself that you don't have to. And I know for damn sure I do that a lot.
Right.
I make problems for myself.
But oftentimes, it's within reason, even if it's subconsciously. So, definitely you want to kind of, like, highlight that. Mm-hmm. So, Christmas is coming up.
Jingle bells!
And I'm super excited. I'm nervous, actually, because my mother is coming up, my grandmother is coming up, your mother is coming up,
everybody.
My brother's coming up, everybody's coming up, and I was thinking about doing something really special for my mother and my grandmother. I'm going to do, like, a thank you book, and I'm going to write some things to my mother that I don't think that she realizes, and it's going to be painful, but it's going to be necessary. I'm nervous. I'm going to tell her to open it when she leaves. What you think?
I definitely think you should mail it to her so she won't open it while she's in Atlanta.
Or I can give it to my brother.
Yeah, give it to me to give to her.
Yeah, I think I'm going to let her get it when she gets home. Because it's not going to be negative or anything.
No.
I just think that my mom is not emotional. She's a lot like you.
Yeah.
Y'all don't lead with emotions.
No.
Like, emotions are not things that just naturally come from y'all.
They don't.
Whereas I'm just like, girl.
Here, have some.
Yeah. And she's like, emotion.
It's like, what the fuck do I do with this?
Yeah, and my dad is the same way. I don't understand how I am the way I am. Like, neither of my parents lead with emotion. I don't, my grandmother though.
Your grandmother?
Yes, my grandmother's birthday is July 5th, and she is so emotional. That's my baby. I love her. So,
it's 11-11, it's talking about her.
Yes, 11-11, y'all. So, what are ways, my one question in this section is, what are ways that you're choosing to show up for yourself? Now that it's about to be a whole new year, I think that we should really spend time and reflect on ways to show up for ourselves and ways to really kind of be, you know, be the thing that we need. And also that too can help inspire you to be that person for somebody else. You have to be the you that you always needed. And I've always kept that with me, like, even as a child, like, to be the me that I need for somebody else, you know? So that's my section. It was short and sweet and to the point. Subby.
So that's all you got?
That's all I got.
Oh.
The reason why is because I just, that really drained me.
Yes.
Talking about that really drained me.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm choosing peace.
Yes, you have to choose peace.
So, you already know me, that I do got a riddle.
Riddle.
I am helpful. I'm a helpful creature.
I'm an elf.
No.
Oh.
I'm a helpful creature. I'm not too big. I'm not too small. Out of all my fellow peers, you can say I'm the fastest of them all. Who am I? Want me to say it again?
Say it one more time.
I am helpful. I am a helpful creature. I'm not too big. I'm not too small. Out of all my fellow peers, you can say I'm the fastest of them all.
Is it the internet?
Who am I?
The internet. Wi-Fi.
This is a Christmas thing.
A Christmas?
Yes, it's a Christmas riddle.
Chad, first of all, you know I don't know nothing about no Christmas.
I know, but use your brain. I'm going to say it again.
The fastest of them all. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you really wouldn't know this because you don't celebrate Christmas. Oh, my God. Okay, if I tell you the answer, I'm going to do a different one.
Okay, because, you know, I don't know nothing about them folks on the holiday. What it is?
It was one of the reindeers, Dasher.
Now, how the hell am I no Dasher? I didn't even get to sing the songs. I wasn't allowed to.
OMG.
Oh.
All right, cool. It's something I can't do. Because I already know you will not know this. This is not fun.
Ooh.
Okay. Santa Claus rides in a sleigh. Mm-hmm. The three wise men travel by elephant. By elephant, horse, and camel.
I ain't know that.
What do elves ride around in?
What do they ride around?
Mm-hmm. Want me to say it again?
Santa got a sleigh.
Santa Claus rides in a sleigh.
A camel and a horse.
The three wise men ride around on a travel by elephant, horse, and a camel. What do elves ride around in?
They ain't got no snowmobiles.
What in your mind? What do you think an elf would ride around
an
in?
An elf.
So if Santa is riding around on
a
sleigh.
To be honest, like when I think of elves, I think of like the Keebler Factory cookie elves.
What did they drive around
in? I would imagine them driving around in a 70s van. That's what I would imagine.
A 70s van?
Yes, with like a orange heart on there with a smiley face. And smiley faces all over it with hearts and tie-dyes.
You got it halfway right.
A van.
Not just a van.
A cookie van.
Not just a regular cookie van.
A gingerbread van.
Not a regular gingerbread.
Well, goddamn. A Toyota Corolla.
A minivan. The elves ride around on a minivan. The little cute little elves.
Jingle bells.
Jingle on my throat, but I'm just saying.
Wait a minute.
Wait a damn minute. So yeah, y'all, like really, the holidays are coming up. Also, keeping in crochet, we're about to release our holiday playlist on our Apple.
Yay.
Our Apple profile. So if you go to Apple Music, you type in keeping in crochet, you'll see that we already have a playlist out, but we will have our Christmas or holiday
culture, so you can play this at your Christmas parties.
Yes.
Don't play it at your Christmas parties at work because
or around your mama.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it may have some,
some it'd be some questionable Christmas music. Babies. You know what I'm saying? You know, somebody.
It's definitely I'm definitely gonna have Santa Baby by Kaya.
Some people like to twerk it on Christmas.
That's definitely Kaya.
Yeah, so
my neck, my back,
so I'm
and my
this
booty crack.
Granny, damn, this ain't for the church meeting.
This ain't for the church.
This ain't for the church folks. You know that you be hanging out with. This ain't for the elderly folks.
It's not.
This not for the children's.
It's not. This, oh, you know what we should do?
What we should do?
We should have a vision board, like party, virtual party. I was thinking like having a Zoom link. And we can all, like, with people who follow us, we can all make vision boards together.
Yeah.
Let us know if y'all interested in that.
If you want to.
I think that'd be so cool.
Bring your own glue.
But they're going to be at their house.
Yeah.
We're going to be here.
I know.
Wow. We could just talk and chat and do a little meet and greet and vision board and talk and things. So let us know what you think about that. What you think about that?
Well, you know, let us know.
I want to do it. I was thinking about that. Yeah,
I'm gonna be lit.
Yeah, I think we should definitely do a vision board meet and greet. sometime.
It's time for vision boards.
Yeah, it's time for vision boards. And also some advice, if there's some things on your vision board that you made last year that you just didn't do, put it on your new one. Shit.
And if there's some stuff that no longer even applies to you, like, take you know, you off. Like, girl, you like, girl, what the fuck? I ain't know what the fuck I was talking about. Take that shit off.
100%.
Because I feel like I definitely need to do that with my vision board. Because I'm like, when I was looking at my vision board from before coronavirus, it was a lot of things on there. But I really realized that it had no direction. Mm. It was just a lot of shit. Yes. And I was like, where the fuck am I going with this shit? Like, I see what I want, but like, why do I want it? Or what's the purpose of this shit here? And so then it was like really helping me to realize that the shit that I was seeing on my board was not enough. And I really needed to get very intentional about the things that I wanted.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's what a vision board is about. To me, when I see a vision board, if you can close your eyes, when you put it on there and you can visualize it, mm-hmm. keep it on there. Yeah. If you can't see it, don't put it on there.
Yeah.
Period.
No matter
if
how
you know
it
Odell
is.
Beckham is not finna leave his baby mama for
girl.
You, let it go.
But if you know that you can get on that Forbes list 30 under 30, I feel like that's more realistic.
That's me.
Yeah, that's Forbes more realistic. 30, yeah. Cause yeah. Fuck Odell.
Don't get say the that. That's
well,
my man.
Well, that's your man, you know. So
even though he got a wife, oh. a girlfriend, baby mama.
But
two.
You know what? That's okay.
That's okay, cause I'm manifesting somebody that's just that beautiful.
And richer. Because listen, he already got a girlfriend. Like how the
fuck? I'm not sharing no money with no kids.
Right. That's what I was saying. You know, like you're not even gonna be able to really spend a credit card. How you want to spend a credit card?
See, but I'm over here contradicting myself in line, cause you already know Noonie love the kids. Noonie love the kids. So sign me up. I want a baby. Sure.
We're going to get you, yes, Noonie needs a baby, you guys.
I do.
So, if anybody would like to help me plan a baby shower for Noonie coming up, you know, let me know if y'all want to come.
Baby 2022.
You know, we're going to do the baby registry for Noonie and his
if
new
I have
baby.
A baby next year, I'm going to cry so hard.
I know you will. You're going to boo-hoo-hoo.
I better not have a baby before you, though.
Why?
Because I need you to
so,
have...
it look like you might not be having no baby next year.
Ooh. Ooh. All right, friend, what is your favorite holiday movie?
Oh, let me see my favorite holiday movie.
Mine is definitely probably Harry Potter. And I love all the Harry Potters during Christmas time.
My favorite holiday movie has to be Night at the Museum. All the Night at the Museum.
Yeah, and I like, what's the movie we just watched? That was good. Home Alone.
Home Alone. Home Alone yeah. 2.
Home Alone 2. So we definitely have to watch
Home Alone
all of those.
3 was extra, like, you know.
He was too grown to be home alone.
He was too grown. I said, now wait a minute.
He could have been home alone that time.
Full time.
Well, what are some of y'all's favorite holiday movies, holiday traditions?
Yes.
I know.
Do you like to drink the eggnog?
Yes.
Do your grandma put the arm in the turkey?
Arm in the turkey?
The fat back in the turkey.
I don't know. Oh. I just eat it, so maybe.
Probably so.
Probably. Does it look like a real arm?
No.
Okay, well, probably.
She put her...
Oh, put her elbow into it. Yeah, my grandma, she know how to cook. But my granddaddy, he the chef. No, he really real life is a chef. So you ought to know.
He gonna be cooking?
Mm-hmm.
He gonna bring some cookies?
Yeah, he gonna cook everything. Whatever we want. Like he's cooking. He actually making homemade banana pudding from scratch. Cause you know I told you
he making the nachos with the jalapenones?
Jalapenones. My mama gonna make jalapenones nachos. So, like, on the 23rd, when they get here, we're going to do seafood. On the 24th, that's when we're going to do, like, you know, the small stuff. And then
jalapenones.
And then we're going to do, like, you know, the Christmas food on the 25th.
Yes.
So, I'm excited, friend.
Oh, my goodness. Today, I was out shopping this morning, and I saw the cutest little Christmas cup. So, they had, like, the tree-shaped little glass cups for, like, $267 and $287. And then they also had, like, the ball ornaments for the Christmas drinks. It's so cute. And
ornaments for drinks?
Yeah, it was a drink, but it looks like an ornament. It was a cup, but it looks like an ornament. And I was like,
where?
Wow. Wally, wow.
One thing about me, she gonna find a fucking cup. Ooh. I show up. We for each holiday, we got the special cup for the.
We do. We need some New Year's cups now.
We need flutes.
We need the flutes for the New Year's. Mm-hmm. If y'all see the flutes for the New Year's, y'all send us the coupons.
Ooh, we love a discount.
We do love
If y'all got any discounts, send them our way too. But thank you all for being here. Yes, we love
thank
y'all.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Oh, also, are going to start releasing our podcast on Wednesdays now.
Yes.
We've officially made that decision.
You guys, we just realized we're too damn old.
Oh my God. Y'all.
To be juggling. First of all, you people with kids.
I don't know how they
y'all
do
it. Y'all are the real motherfucking MVPs.
That really.
Because.
I'm just taking care of myself and I can barely do it. Like, literally, y'all, today I worked out with my trainer this morning. And then I had rehearsal. My rehearsal was from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. 5-hour rehearsal.
And you didn't even eat during that time.
Didn't even eat. I'm like, what if
you
I have a baby?
You can't do that with no kid.
Well, I'm not going to be dancing like this if I have a baby.
When you have a kid, what do you think it's going to look like for you?
I'm going to slow the fuck down.
I'm going to slow all the way down.
Like, I'm going to take care of my baby.
I'm going to be in the house for 6 weeks. And then I'm going to be in the house
for a year.
A year? Mm-hmm. Ooh, child. Me and the baby, she...
I'm gonna get one of those fake titties and fill it up with breast milk. Oh. So the baby can suck on my fake titties. And then, like... So it's like I'm nursing the baby, but it's not really nursing the baby. Is that inappropriate?
I mean, because it's like, unless the baby's gonna be with the mom to really know the difference between the fake boob and the real boob. Mm-hmm.
Ain't no mama.
So the baby not gonna know the difference.
Siri, cue Tierra Marie. I ain't have no daddy around, but now daddy is gonna be mama.
Ooh.
I ain't had no mama around when I was growing up.
Ooh.
That's why I'm wild and I don't give a fuck. Y'all think because he's don't let my cute face fool you.
Purr.
That's definitely gonna be my baby.
Well,
she gonna think you her mama.
I'm like, child, you come sit down.
This is just your auntie, child.
You're doing
not
too
late. Not too damn much.
Stop playing in my paints.
Oh, and I'm decorating my house for Christmas, y'all. So I'm going to be posting that. I'm excited. This is going to be really dope. So please send us pictures of y'all holiday stuff.
And if you have an ugly Christmas sweater party.
Oh, we having an ugly Christmas sweater party on New Year's. I mean, Christmas Eve.
Yes. So come do it,
y'all. Well, thank y'all for joining us. We love y'all.
We love y'all.
And as always, stay black, stay beautiful, and don't forget to wash the crack of your ass. Just because you wash your body, don't mean you're clean. Make sure you bend over.
Spread them cheeks.
Spread them motherfucking cheeks. And wipe the crack of that ass. Because some of y'all niggas be talking too much shit and don't clean the crack of your ass.
No, they don't, friend. What?
Yes, they do. But we ain't going to get in too deep into that. That's going to be the next episode because I'll try to keep this one light and friendly. But I do got some stuff I want to talk about because motherfuckers got too much to say. But we ain't going to go there. I wanted to keep this a light one. A light episode.
Did you want
to
go there?
No, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. Because I have a whole idea.
I don't want to go there.
For my section next week, I'm going to go. I'm ripping asses. So thank y'all so much.
Woo! Yeah. I was finna say, keep it cute, bitch.
And Merry Crummel. And a Happy New Year, bitch.
And a Happy New Year.